Prabhupada told to disciples that in the moment of death he will help them. I don't remember the quote. He will help them to attain spiritual world, something like this.
So that's good.
I would like to ask.
So why you let this come?
we are not perfect and it's very difficult to attain perfection.
Go back where you came from.
It's difficult to attain perfection in this life to get prema and all this.
That's true.
High level, but will Guru help? Like do some extra mercy in here?
Some disciples. Not all. The question is asked that sometimes it's said even if the disciple doesn't attain perfection in bhakti bhajan, the guru will carry the disciple back to God. Is that true? It can be true. Because the wishes of the devotee are so powerful that Krishna reciprocates with the wishes of the devotee. That's the whole idea of transferring punya to some other person, which is the law of Shastra. You can transfer credits and punya. And it's called, there's a Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it's called Sahara Kripa. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Rupa Goswami describes three ways to attain bhava. Alochan Dan, Vashika Dan, and Sahara Dan. By glance, Bhava Bhakti glance that you get Bhava Bhakti. By his words he say, may you become Prema Bhakti. Or by his heartfelt wishes. So the guru can wish well towards the disciple. Oh, this disciple served me so nicely, so much surrender, and such dedication. Krishna, please take this person to the spiritual world and they'll get liberated. That's why Narottam Das Thakur praised the Guru Vandanam. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadam. Yasya prasadat nagati gatavu. Dayan suvan sasya yasya sri sanjaya. Vande guru sri sanjaya. I remember my guru three times a day and he'll remember me at the time of death and deliver me to Krishna. Why not? It's possible. Our shastras are telling one can get perfection by the good wishes of the Vaishnavas. What's the example from Bhagavatam? Jhumaraj. Fourth canto, he's going back to God. He said, what about my mother? Well, he said, your mother's over there, she's going too. She was in her own car. Drew was in a Porsche. His mother was in a Ferrari. What about Prahlad Maharaj? 21 generations got liberated. Seventh canto of Bhagavatam. The Sringadeva asked Prahlad, what do you want? He said, help liberate my father. He said, it's already done. Your father and mother and 21 generations. That's the wish of Prahlad in the pure devotee. So it's right there in Shastra. So many examples are there. Prahlad, go back to this guy. Yeah, I know. It's good. Clean out your eyes a little bit. No tension.